Up next is a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. To subscribe to the podcast, visit streetlevelradio.com and click on subscribe. Thanks for listening to Street Level Radio.
You know, Christ's message is for everyone. So everywhere Paul and Timothy went, they brought the good news to all who would listen. An effective presentation of the gospel will always include a warning and teaching. The warning is that without Christ, people are doomed. They are doomed to eternal separation from God. The teaching is that the salvation is available through faith in Christ. As Christ works in you, tells others about him, warning and teaching them in love. I wonder, as we are here this morning, do you know someone who needs to hear that message? We're in Colossians chapter 1, finishing up this chapter today, where Paul the Apostle, in verse 28, tells us, so everywhere we go, we talk about Christ to all who will listen, warning them and teaching them as well as we know how. We want to be able to present each one to God, perfect because of what Christ has done for each of them. This is my work, and I can do it only because Christ's mighty energy is at work within me. Now, verse 28 in the New King James, we read, we proclaim him and admonishing every man and teaching every man in all wisdom that we may present every man perfect in Christ. And in there, we have the English word of the original Greek that we get translated proclaim. It basically means announce. Now, I emphasize that because this is more than just kind of a passing remark. We are to proclaim him. We are to announce him. That's a call for each and every one of us. That admonishing is the next thing. So we proclaim Jesus, then we admonish the people we deal with. Now, as I said the last time we were together, I think many people have trouble with this. They have a hard time with the idea of being admonished. But listen, if you're careening off the cliff and I fail to wave you off, well, that's not love. If I love you, I'm going to speak to you as gently but as straight as I possibly can to keep you from going into a disaster. In verse 29, at the end of this chapter, Paul said, for which I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily. This is my work, again, he says. I can do it only because Christ's mighty energy is at work within me. Now, I want you to notice that in the New King James, the word that they use here is labor, for which I also labor. It's kind of an interesting concept because we live in an age where there's this attitude that's so pervasive in the church today that, serving, that are laboring, well, that's akin to a works-oriented faith, but it's not. We're not working under our own power, but like all things in Christ, it's him working in us that provides the work direction, the work motivation, the energy, and the purpose for our work. But we also need to know that being a Christian involves engaging. The Bible uses words like strive and work and labor and all of these concepts which come back to one overwhelming principle. Being a Christian involves us engaging. It mandates us to engage physically, spiritually, mentally, personally. So let me ask you, are you laboring for the Lord today?
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com. Thank you.